So let me share with you how easy it was and the power of my close. I used the notes I took from the initial interview and all the things that we had added to my notes along the way. It sort of sounded like this. When we started, you said you wanted a spacious 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a garage and a nicer full-time area at $100,000. Over the past 2 weekends, we have looked at every home that fits that criteria. This house at 124 Main Street has blank, 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 blank for features. If I am not mistaken, from all that we've talked about, this is your first choice. So tell me honestly, is there anything that we have missed? Most of the time, my clients would think about it and say, no. Then I would say, they're asking $104,500 for this home. Let's write up an offer for $100,000 and see if we can check off all the boxes for what you want. Now, if you haven't figured it out, that's a real buyer, a real story, in real life. And yes, she bought the home. That's the power of having a process, something that's repeatable. It's not luck, it's discipline. Welcome back to Time-Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and I'm here today to talk to you about something that is critical for anyone in the real estate business and certainly something to be mastered if you want to make it a lifelong professional and profitable career. Now, as someone that gets the opportunity to coach and work with agents that are just beginning as well, that have been in the business for a few years, I realize how difficult it is, particularly when you start, to know how to effectively show property. In fact, recently I was talking with a newer agent that told me that they had made their first showing appointment and they felt overwhelmed and completely brain dumped with information, lots of chaos going on. That's absolutely normal for the first time. So let me take you back 40 years. Early in my career, I remember my very first buyer showing. It was in the Upper Moon Ridge area in Big Bear Lake, California. I had no system. I was just showing homes, no plan, and honestly, no idea even where I was going. This was back in the day when we used maps, and I got lost more than once. We wasted hours of time, and even my client got a flat tire. They were following me. I was so frustrated and confused, and so were they. I don't even remember how many homes we looked at that day. Working with buyers in the beginning of my career felt like endless showings, just flying blind. The buyers didn't trust me, I didn't trust myself, and the whole experience was frustrating for everyone. I just kept showing houses until we got lucky, or they got tired of looking and bought one, or moved on to a more experienced agent to help them. But soon, I hit a major turning point in my career. I learned about the buyer process. I learned that the real problem wasn't the buyers, it was my process. And once I implemented an effective system, the frustration and buyer trust problem went away. In fact, everything changed. Let's get honest about what happens in the mind of most buyers on showings with somebody that they don't know. From the buyer's perspective, they feel overwhelmed, oftentimes by too many choices, too many homes, and listening to a lot of conflicting information. They're uncertain about who to trust. You, their new agent, their brother-in-law back home, something they heard on the news, and they're afraid of making the wrong decision. It's important to know that fear of loss is more powerful than a win for most people. We feel stuck just showing houses instead of feeling like we're truly guiding people and making progress. We get frustrated because clients don't seem to listen to our input, and we waste time showing after showing without results. Here's the truth. The problem isn't the buyer. The problem is in the approach and the process. Without a framework, without a blueprint, you'll always default to frustration. With the right process, you get to earn the client's trust, save them time, save you time, and get better results. So what does that process look like? Well, it starts with a different kind of thinking. Here's a list of things that I built my career on by understanding. Number one, your job isn't to sell a house. Your role is to help people make decisions, not push a property. A house is a product, but the trust they have with you as a salesperson is the bridge to your effectiveness. Always remember, people buy for their reasons, not ours. So start with the people, your client, and start by earning their trust. The next thing is to understand the critical steps in the sales cycle. In the beginning, we need to build rapport and trust. People tend to buy from people that they know and trust, feel safe with, and believe in. We need to understand their needs and their wants. We need to go deeper into the why and not settle for surface answers. That's about the power of questions, which we've talked about in some other trainings. We need to know the market better than our clients do. If we're previewing property online just like our clients are searching online, how can we be the guide for them when they know as much about the market as we do? We have to have the ability to match the features and benefits of each home to what truly matters most to the buyer. And finally, we need to have the mindset that overcoming objections is a natural part of the process. Remember, objections are usually just fear disguised as hesitation. It's a question saying, "Tell me more because I don't feel comfortable yet." We can be a guide in the decision-making process when showing property. Patience plus leadership. That's the winning formula. Superior communication skills help, and market and industry knowledge are a winning combination that is what really provides value of a salesperson to a client. And finally, mastering human interaction. Remember that our clients are really, really afraid of making a mistake. If you position yourself as a safe advocate for them, they're going to trust you and move forward with you. At the end of the day, emotional intelligence is the over-the-top characteristic that separates a top-selling professional from an amateur. If you can internalize and embody this checklist of thoughts and ideas and principles, you'll stop feeling like a tour guide just showing homes, and you'll start showing homes as a trusted advisor with purpose. When I finally started applying these steps, everything changed. Now, I'm going to tell you, here is exactly what I did when I met people for the very first time. I asked a lot of questions, and I listened to the answers. That builds rapport and gathers me information to help them. In addition, I took notes. I told the people when they were answering the questions, "Do you mind if I write this down because I want to remember what's important to you?" What do you think they said? "No, don't take notes of the things that are important to us." Of course they said take notes of those things. I made it clear that our first time out was not for me to have them find the perfect home to buy. Instead, I told them my goal was to learn in real time what they liked about each home, each neighborhood, and also what they didn't like. My goal was for them to learn and know exactly what was possible in our market, the pros and cons of each housing style, the neighborhoods, new housing versus the resale inventory. My goal at the end of showing for 3 to 4 hours was that they would know what was possible in our marketplace, and I would clearly understand what they wanted, and we could both agree upon it. I promised them that if they did that in the next week, I would preview every possible home that they would be interested in the following week, and when they came up again, I would show them the top five to save them a lot of time and help them make a decision. When I was showing property, I referred back to what they said they wanted and didn't want very often. Remember you said you wanted a view and you wanted to be able to see the lake and this and that and the other? I also asked for confirmation if they liked a feature in a home that they had described as desirable. I wanted to know if I was on the right track. And I asked them to confirm it for me. And if they trusted me, they would be honest and say, "Yes or no, Mark. No, we don't like that, or we like the other one better." So I started asking them to rate and compare the homes that they saw to each other and to rank them. Not only the homes, but the features. Was the view on that house better than the view on the last two, for example? Tell me what you think comparing these houses. Further, I gave them language to help describe what they liked and what they didn't. We would come up with terms like light, bright, and airy. Do you like open floor plans, big windows, or do you like something that's cozy, which is sort of a code for dark and cramped? So at the end of our showing, we even had our own common language to evaluate the properties together. Once I implemented this system, I started closing 70 to 80% of all the buyers I worked with on the second showing. But even more important, because I knew the inventory so well and became good at building rapport and evaluating my clients' needs, with that process, 10 to 20% of the time, I could find the right house on the first time out. So let me share with you how easy it was and the power of my close. I used the notes I took from the initial interview and all the things that we had added to my notes along the way. It sort of sounded like this. When we started, you said you wanted a spacious 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, with a garage and a nicer full-time area at $100,000. Over the past two weekends, we have looked at every home that fits that criteria. This house at 124 Main Street has blank, 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 blank for features. If I am not mistaken, from all that we've talked about, this is your first choice. So tell me honestly, is there anything that we have missed? Most of the time, my clients would think about it and say, no. Then I would say, they're asking $104,500 for this home. Let's write up an offer for $100,000 and see if we can check off all the boxes for what you want. Now, if you haven't figured it out, that's a real buyer, a real story, in real life. And yes, she bought the home. That's the power of having a process, something that's repeatable. It's not luck, it's discipline. The more you repeat it, the more consistent your results. So let's bring it home. Success with buyers isn't about chasing houses, it's about people. It's about the process and the patience to help them make decisions and influence their thinking. If you want to shorten your sales cycle, build trust faster, and stop wasting time showing homes until you do. Start by shifting your role. Stop thinking like a tour guide. Start thinking like a trusted guide, and be a trusted guide so you deserve the title. I still remember one of the top salespeople in Big Bear at the time. Her sales process was that she would always say, just one more, just one more, just one more, just one more, just one more. She would have people going until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night because she didn't use this process. Her process was don't let them out of the car until they sign a contract. Interesting perspective. So I want to offer you more resources and deeper dives into this subject and this process. Check out my blog and other episodes at Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. And remember this, I help ordinary people achieve extraordinary results through timeless principles of sales mastery, mindset, and transformation. I also help agents leave average behind for a lifelong, profitable, and satisfying career. So until next time, serve first, guide well, and watch how your results begin to multiply.